KMVQ FM.
KMVQ HD1.
San Francisco.
What's up, San Jose?
And always on radio.com.
How many people came here to party?
This is Club 997.
That's right, G-Eazy is on the radio right now. Young Gerald.
Out here.
We out here, man. Yo, man, you've been here for about a good hour. How are you good?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm going to set up a tent. I'm gonna just move right in.
Yo, you know you always have a home here, right? I want to make sure you know that.
So when I go broke and I fall off, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to move in here when I lose my rap.
Yeah, have my wallet right now, all right? It's all yours, man. Yo, what's mine is yours, this and that, all right? Yo, check it out, man. That's right. G-Eazy's on the radio, man. He's hanging out, man. We're having a good time. We're putting the Bay on notice right now, man. Letting people know about the G-Eazy movement, man. Now, you know what? The crazy thing is that one of the other ways that I found out about you was through Instagram. Yeah. A lot of things that you do is, like, you know, a lot of viral things. Your videos get about 2-3 million views.
Billion views, man.
But the Instagram levels are at an all-time high. Like, every other picture is like a G-Eazy picture.
These girls love a boy.
Yo, I had a conversation with Colin Kaepernick the other day.
Oh, word.
I was telling, hey, man.
Yeah.
You know, this G-Eazy kid's giving you a run for your MCN money.
Man,
and he
I'm
was
coming.
Like, man, yo. And he was like, hey, I fucks with G-Eazy.
That's what's up, man. I met him at an after party for the ESPYs. Drake had thrown a party. And
you know, before that party, it was actually with me at my ESPYs party.
Oh, where?
Yeah, so we were 1 degree away. But
yeah, damn, that's crazy.
Crazy, small world, right?
And I just seen Cap. I was like, man, that's Cap. I gotta say, what's up? I was drunk. I was like, I hope I don't make a fool of myself.
Yeah, man, yeah.
He was real cool.
Oh, mad cool, man. But yeah, I was telling him, I was like, yo, G-E's just giving you a run for your MCM money, man. I mean, what you gonna do when, you know, those hashtags are in his favor? He's like, man, I don't know. I gotta win a Super Bowl or two, man. But, you know, there's a lot of titles that you've garnished, you know, over the years. And one of the things is the James Dean of hip hop.
That's crazy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is the comb over real?
I'm really into, like, mid-century, you know, retro 50s, like, you know, culture and movies and music and stuff and style, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe it comes from there, but James Dean is obviously a legend.
No, absolutely.
The story I always tell is, like literally for 50 years, girls have had posters of James Dean in their rooms. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that guy.
There you go. That's great. That's a great aspiration right there.
So, I mean,
how do you deal with it, man, when you're going through your Instagram feed and you're like, Jesus, and you've got literally like 120 tags and it's like, yo, this is my man crush Monday or whatever.
Man, these girls love to play.
It's crazy to me. I mean, dude, I mean, I'll put it out there. I'm 35 years old, so I don't hashtag anything, man. I mean, the hashtag symbol still looks like, you know, like the button you press on the phone to me. You know what I mean? So I'm not woke yet, you know? But, you know, it's got to be crazy, though, man. Like, you know, to develop this whole entire movement that you got going on, like, on all different levels, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just about, I don't know, man.
These kids just love the boy.
It's all of, you know, it comes back to the music, man. It's important to have it all, you know, like, all line up and everything.
Someone even said that you were the Elvis Presley of hip-hop. Which one do you like better, James Dean of hip-hop or Elvis Presley of hip-hop?
The Young Gerald of hip-hop.
The Young Gerald of hip-hop.
The G-Eazy of hip-hop.
The G-Eazy of hip-hop.
That's all I can be, man.
There it is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more music, man. Remember You. One of my favorite songs on the album.
That's
Tell me
song.
About that, man. That hook is
That's
by
crazy.
Far bananas.
Yeah, no, shouts out to Black Bear. He's a homie. I was working with different people on the album. I went through his studio and I played him like two of the songs that I had done, and he was like, I get it. I'm with you. I get the sound. And he played me that, and I was like, yeah, you get it, you do. Like, it's like, sometimes you work with people and it's important to be on the same creative wavelength, you know, and just like understand, like, all right, what are we going for here? What mm-hmm. are we trying to make? What are we, you know, what's the sound? Like, not just a shot in the dark, but like, you know, my sound is real carved out. Like, I knew what the album, what I was going for, and what, you know, how I wanted it to be cohesive and, you know, flow from track 1 through 16. And it was defined, you know, and he got that instantly. And he played me that song and he had the hook and the beat done. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, this is bananas. Yeah. I was like, we cut that one. And I was like, all right, we're good. We could fill the rest of the album with fillers and this will still be all right.
I will tell you that when I first heard Remember You, that's probably one of the songs that I play after it. Literally, like, I always do like a 2-3 song cooldown when I'm about to stop DJing.
Yeah, that's the clear the floor song.
No, it's not the clear the floor. It's not the clear the floor, but it's a cooldown. It's like, yo, it's always like, you know, Schoolboy Q's studio.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
There's another one, but definitely, like, whenever I play Remember You.
Nah, man, some of my music is, I can't lie, some of my music is the clear the floor music.
No, this is not the clear the floor. No, what I'm saying is, no, let me finish here.
Yeah.
I play that, usually, like, last night, that was my last song of the night.
Uh-huh.
Lights go on,
that's
this
what's up,
that.
Man.
But every girl in the room came up to me and was like, what was that last song?
That's amazing.
What was that last song?
Gosh, these girls love to play. Yo, well, shouts out to KZ Veggies, by the way. Yeah, that's his record. That song's amazing.
Incredible. That's right. Remember You right here. It's a banger, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it is. Young Gerald G-Eazy is in the building. It's 997 now. E-Rock is on the radio. It's Club 997. Here we go.
I will remember you.
It's Club 997 with DJ Danny Mihangos.
And DJ E-Rock.
She got her own crib with a twin bed in West Hollywood. She uptown and she danced to her favorite song and sing along when no one's around. I will remember you.
Time we met, I was thinking about sex, but you told me not yet. I mean, no disrespect, I was just being honest. My only regret was never letting you know how I felt or what was up. That was too much makers in my cup. I was faded, too f***ed up. And you probably think I'm a nerd. Read your facial expression. But it's not every day someone comes and leaves an impression. Typing shit to say to you, then deleting it on my phone when I'm texting. Cause I still be thinking about you like every day, no question. But I ain't really trying to fly out. And I'm no good at phones. And my life is on the road. I'm with the crew of Rolling Stones. But don't trip.
Cause I still remember you. She got her own crib with a twin bed in West Hollywood. She uptown and she danced to her favorite song and sing along with.
To fall in love real quickly, but it's usually a phase I fall into in every city that passes away instantly. When I leave, it's over. I come to my senses when I'm sober. Yeah. But I thought about you, no lie. When I left, you stayed on my brain. Then we finally got the f***ing, and that shit was all the way insane. Now I know that you're having a thought. Picture us having a spot. But look at this baggage I got. My life is crazy, I travel a lot. But when I dip out in the morning, you could trust I'll be thinking about you looking out the window in my bus, yeah.
Cause I still remember you. She got her own crib with a twin bed in West Hollywood. She uptown and she danced to her favorite song and sing along when no one's around.
$1,500 limit, dreaming by the black card.
aiming for the stars with a rocket in the backyard. Hard to keep a good girl, not trying to play that card. But never had no cash to spend. Need a whip, I ask a friend. If I can't, we'll stay in. Even sweats you look attractive in. Cook a meal at home, some yellowtail, I pour a glass, pretend. Smash all night, then wake you up to smash again. Felt like we could never do wrong, and you've been down for too long. There's nothing to improve on, so I could never move on. From clipping out a coupon, from sleeping on a futon, to being dripping presidential Lincoln or a Yukon. And I know you always stay down for the cause. You love me even for the flaws, but don't do this for applause. Soon as I get right, then I'ma take care of you. Swear I'm so prepared to love you. Know it's no one there above you.
Is that what it is, Torla? That's right, G-Eazy's on the radio. E-Rock's hanging out. I'm feeling a little good right now, man. Got an adult beverage in hand. And, yo, we're hanging out, man. Like, we're almost closing in on 2 hours, man. I mean, you've been hanging out here at the studio for 2 hours. Almost.
I'm just lurking.
Just lurking, just chilling, man. Yeah. You know, we going through Instagram and stuff like that,
it's
man. You know what I mean? That's right. G-Eazy is on the radio with E-Rock right now, man. Yo, it's like I said, man, I'm going to keep on saying this. It's really an honor to have you because I know you got a busy schedule.
Nah, man, I appreciate you, man.
You're home for a week.
It's crazy, like, I don't know, man. Like, just the powers that be, the gatekeepers showing love is like...
I'm no gatekeeper.
Man, you are. You're a gatekeeper.
Man. I've done a few things, but people like you showing love and
opening the doors for, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. I really appreciate it. Like, I still trip out, like, you know, when people tweet, like, oh, I just heard G-Eazy on the radio. Like, you know what I mean? That's like, I don't know. Because my whole thing is different. It's like, we didn't... You know, like it's organic. It's all do it yourself. Like
I tell you, man. You know, the time that you're getting and the shine that you're getting, it's all completely earned.
Yeah,
110% earned, man.
Thank you, man.
I respect you a lot for that, man.
Thank you, bro.
I mean, you know, the way that you, like I said, you know, we've been talking about it the whole show. Like, you know, the way that you popped up on my radar, it's like.
Yeah.
Like people bringing it up, or other people that are more woke to the game than I am, you know, that are just like, yo, you got to know about this dude. And then I started figuring it out. I'm like, yo, I go from literally being someone that had no idea who you are to being one of your biggest fans of your album.
That's crazy.
And so forth. I've gifted this album and actually sent it to people. You know,
you're the reason why it's selling so well. I knew it.
I know, man. I got to figure out a way to pay mortgage now.
Man.
I'm just kidding, man. But hey, man, like I said, you got a busy schedule, bro. So you're here for a week, but you're always on tour.
Man.
Always.
It feels like the last 3 years I've been on tour just nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from one tour to the next to, you know, you're always like, oh, show here, and then you fly home for a day, and then show here, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just always moving.
I mean, what are some cities that you've seen? Like, you know, that you wouldn't, that you're yeah, like, yo, yeah. I'm in Berlin right now.
Right,
like,
I was just going to say Berlin. Hell? I was just going to say Berlin, literally. Europe was crazy. And we went twice within like a month.
Wow.
I was so tired of that flight.
whiskey.
It was crazy. We went the first time, and it was my first Europe tour. We did Paris, London, Berlin, Cologne, and then came back, and then went back like a week or two later and played this festival called Wireless in London and in Birmingham. And played Amsterdam for the first time. But nah, Amsterdam was real cool, obviously. That's like, you know, of course everybody loves Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Berlin was really dope. You know, we were just talking about Salt Lake City, shows a lot of love.
Yeah.
Denver, Seattle and Portland, Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going up to do a little mini tour there with Sue.
Oh, wow.
In like
okay.
a week or two. I forget.
Shout out I Am Sue, the HBK gang.
Yep.
Hilo, what up?
And we're doing like Eugene, Oregon, Spokane, playing a festival up there. We're doing like Greenville.
Those are good people right there, man.
Yeah.
Definitely in good company, I'll tell you that, man.
Yeah, they're the homies. No, it's great to see. It's like, it's a bunch of us, I feel like, that grew up on that era we were talking about in the mid 2000s. And that's when we all started making music. And now it's our turn to, you know, try to put on and like, you know.
Bring
this whole thing to the world.
It's a great thing to see. It's a great thing to watch. I was talking to P-Lo the other day going like, man, I remember when Sue and J-Ant and everyone, when they were all kids. I lived in Pinole.
Yeah, yeah.
For six and a half years. And I lived around the corner from P-Lo.
That's crazy.
But like he was, he was a young little sprite, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I was telling him, he was like, man, you know, all those mixtapes you did with Who Kid and Clinton Sparks and Bombay Radio. I was like, dude, I did all that stuff, man, around the corner from your house.
That's crazy.
Like distribution. All, it's crazy.
Swear, man, that's the spirit of the Bay, is that do it yourself. Like,
you
don't need, you know, majors or whatever. It's like, we could do it ourselves. It's like that, you know. Like Short selling tapes out of his trunk, you know what I mean?
Just you gotta
that, like,
do it.
You could do anything you want.
So speaking of being on tour and all these great things that have been happening, what's some of the craziest things you've seen,
man?
Since like, you know, the whole change and
the
like,
biddies. Man, the biddies. You know what's always crazy is the bras that get thrown on stage and the panties and.
Good lord,
man. These girls love
That's crazy.
These girls love to play.
I've never had panties thrown at me while I'm DJing. Maybe I'm not playing enough G's.
Man, one time a bra hit me in the face like that. No, I'm lying. I'm so smooth. I caught it like that.
Do you ever just like kind of like stop while you're on stage and be like, yo,
man,
there's like 12 pairs of panties up here right now.
Yeah.
And you're like I ain't cleaning shit up. But I'm not even touching none of this stuff.
It's crazy, man.
So, man, that's right. G-Eazy is on the radio, man. These things happen. It's in stores right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your music.
Go to Rasputin, go to Amoeba, you feel me? And go pick that up so I can stay
on
the top. I went to Rasputin around the corner from where I stay. And it was like they had like a top sellers list right by the place where you check your bag in with the dude at the front. And I gave him the... my bag, and I looked right to the side, and it was like top sellers, and I was right there, and I was like, oh snap, yo, that's the boy, I'm right there.
Beautiful.
And the dude could care less. He was like, yeah, give me your bag, man.
That's yeah, just give me your bag, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's got mascara, you know, on
this time, like we got the joint like up above Rasputin, like
the album cover hung.
Just remember, man, like I remember riding the 51 home every day and just like, you know, stopping at Telegraph and just going to that Rasputin and just buying my CDs there, and always just wanting to do that, like put the, you know, the cover up there up above the store. So
these things happen, bro.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
things really do happen.
Yeah.
All right, let's play Let's Get Lost.
Yeah, shout out to Devin Baldwin on that one. Yeah.
Hey, yo. That's right, E-Rock is on the radio, G-Eazy's hanging out, still got a little bit more time, man. Let's
man, they
go.
Can't get rid of me.
Nah, we not gonna, man. Yo, I might as well just like give you my show. How about that?
Right, basically. The ratings are through the roof.
Boom!
Club 997.
Yo, this is G-Eazy, and you're in the mix with Danny Mijangos. She told me this. Let's get lost tonight. You could be Supreme Kate Moss tonight. Turn up in the Soho loft tonight. Take 10 shots tonight. Awesome, I'm naked with naked and famous jeans on the floor. Live a wild life, you ain't seen this before. You should get brains and I mean this for sure. That's what genius is for. Beautiful girl that I just met on tour. Another good girl that I'll probably destroy. Her life was stable until she met me. Sheltered and safe so she never gets free. But she loves trouble, she's drawn to the danger. Never goes crazy, I bet I could change her. I can make her fall in love with a stranger. Switch up the pace, I don't mean Danny Granger. Look, can't wait till tomorrow, I'm fine with today. You're pretty as f*** and I'm trying to slay. Let's do this right now, that's what I'm trying to say. I can tell you don't love him, you're dying to stray. I do not give a f*** about your ex. I'm not looking for love, I'm just looking for sex. Tension between us had me feeling vexed. Then she sent me a text.
Where Brooklyn at? And we chillin' on the west, where Oakland at? young, be riding and smoking it. Anywhere that we feel, bro, we holding it. Can't sit still, bro, yeah, we rolling it. All day, running on damn for real. Pocket from the window to the wall to the ceiling. Oh, I'm sad, but I'm about to make a killing. Stay mobbing, is you with it? You talk it, bro, but we live it. Girlfriend wanna visit. I put chokes up when I lit it.
Turn it up in a hot box. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Oh, yeah.
Windows up, I'm still sipping whiskey from the solo cup. She down for whatever, cause she know what's up. I'm like, roll another one, she said, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, looking out for the rollers. Pass it to the left, I'm looking over my shoulders. Always had a chip, guess it's more so a boater. I'm always 2-1, y'all never see me sober. Yeah, from the bay to the universe. I'll race you to a million, but I do it first. Rap money stacking lots of yaper. I feel like 06, hot box and scraper, yeah.
Turn it up in a hot, yeah. Hot box. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Faded and blow. I'll take your places. Never thought you would be. Baby, let's hot box. Bring a drink and a treat.
Oh, turn it up in a hot box. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Oh, yeah, light it up in a hot box. Light it up, baby.
Hold up in a hot box. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Up on my buzz, they down the ride.
That's right, G-Eazy is on the radio right now, man. Yo, I hope you're not getting tired of me, man.
I mean, you do this all day.
I mean, yo, this is the first time I meet the kid, and he's like, man, it's crazy, man. It's like, yo, I mean, like I said, man, before this whole entire thing happened, I was really intimidated. And I've never been intimidated to ever try to pursue somebody for an interview.
Nah,
never. Man. And a lot of it was because of the fact that, like, you know, it's one of my favorite albums on my iPhone, played every day. Wake up to it the whole entire nine. There are songs that I relate to. You know, there are certain concepts and certain things like the voicemail that I've experienced myself where it's like, you know, like, yo, like, I kind of feel like I know this dude for some reason, but I don't.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, when I made the phone calls and this and that, man, like, I actually, you know, I had made a pitch to David Ali. He's a good friend of mine, man. He's like my little brother.
Nah,
I made his pitch and I'm like, yo, let him know that I've done this and that. He's shut up.
Hey.
Shut up. Who are you right now?
I'm like, hey. I was like, bro, of course. What do you mean, man?
I was like, man, like, yo, G-Eazy is somebody that I feel like I need to be able to contribute because if this Bay Area, you know, music movement is going to go somewhere, like, everyone's got to contribute.
Come together. Yeah.
Everybody's got to come together and help each other. One hand washes the other, man.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why, like, you know, we're here today, man.
Nah, that's love, man.
It's so crazy, man. I'll tell you that, man. I want to know, like, you know, two things. Like, who are some of the artists that you grew up to and who are some of the artists that you're currently listening to
now? When I was growing up, all that mattered was the Bay Area stuff. Like, that era was so real, man. Like, from, obviously, from Mac Dre and Short and E-40 down to, like, Mr. Fab and the team and Frontline and Messy Mar, you know, like everything that was going on in the Bay was so real. And these guys, like, I heard them on the radio as much as Jay-Z or Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, they were, you know, as big as them in my eyes. Like, that was, you know, that was what I was into.
And then who are you listening to now? Like, who are some of the artists that you're like, yo, that's in my iPod. Yeah. That's in rotation.
Man,
I'm in
I
the
tell
whip.
You,
boom.
Yo, I put Kendrick's album back on the other day, and nobody's made an album since that's been like that insane.
Kendrick is ill.
Like, man, he's just on another level. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Drake. I was just out in OVO the other day for that.
Who else?
I Am Sue's real dope.
I Am Sue?
Yeah, his album's crazy.
Incredible album.
Yeah, yeah.
Secret is my joint. There's a couple of, you know, it's your album and his that are in constant rotation, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to a lot of Bay Area stuff myself just because of the fact I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah.
4 days out of the week.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place DJing this and that.
Yeah.
So I have a different appreciation for Bay Area music because it makes me feel like I'm still...
Right.
I mean, it's just like, yo, that's home.
Yeah.
That's
no,
home.
Definitely.
I might be in Miami, Florida, where they're playing Pitbull 24/7, but...
Do they do that there?
They do.
They really play Pitbull 24/7. I can't go to Miami. I can't do it, man.
So, you know, but, you know, I'll be in the hotel room, you know, this and that. We got a little pregame going on.
Yeah.
I'll put the jam box on. Boom.
Right.
I Am Sue. Boom. E-40.
Yeah.
Man. Always, man.
Yo, I was just in the studio with Too Short the other day. We made a slap, by the way.
That's dope. That's got to be an experience.
That was such an experience, man. That was crazy. I was nervous. I was real nervous when I got there.
And you're from Oakland, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, that's the first thing he asked me. Nah, I moved there when I was young.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Still, I mean,
yeah,
you're raised out there.
Yeah. And that's the first thing he said. Hey, you from town? I damn near want you on my album. And I was like, I was nervous, man. I was like, damn, what if Short don't? You know what I mean? Like,
did you meet Big Black? The guy rolls around with the beard all the time.
Nah,
that's
he had
right
a
there.
Bunch of youngsters around him. We got there and we started playing beats. And it was like going nowhere. And he was, you know, I was like, man. Finally, I snapped into it. I played this one track and I had an idea for it and just kicked it to him. He was like, yo, that's it. That's the one right there. And we just laid the song out. It came out amazing. I can't wait to put it out.
Wow. When's that coming out?
I don't know. When's it's his. So.
Oh, it's his.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That means I got to call him for it.
Yeah.
What up, Too Short? All right. That's right. E-Rock is on the radio, man. Yo, I'm going to keep you for about a good 10 more minutes. And then you can go and, you know, be on your way, catch a flight.
No, man. I'm taking this
pack
job.
Pack a bag.
I'm about to run the station.
Let's play this right here. It's called, let's see, let's spin the wheel right now. This record right here, it's got about a good 3.5 million views on Vevo.
That's crazy.
It's called I Mean It.
I Mean It.
Featuring Rick
if
Ross.
I ever said I snatched your chick. Just know I mean it.
Tell me about that record first before we play this, man. Because, I mean, it's gotta be an interesting story where you got the inspiration to write that.
Man, Future showed love. He said it best. The other day, this article ran, like, seven artists picked their song of the summer. And Future picked that song.
Yeah.
And what he said was, I really like this record by G-Eazy. I really like the chorus and the message it has. It's a great message.
It is. It's a strong message.
It's a strong message.
I was listening to that record while taking my mom and my aunt to lunch.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And my mom was like, this guy really means it, huh?
Man, I'm sincere.
Yeah, man. Let's get into that right now. That's right. I Mean It. G-Eazy. Rick Ross. It's off the album These Things Happen. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, wherever you get music. It's at, you can go to Amoeba, Rasputin's, the whole entire nine. Just get the album, trust me. You'll thank me later, all right? That's right, E-Rock's on the radio, let's go.
You know, if I say something, I mean it. These things happen. Yeah.
If I ever said I'm never scared.
It's the G-Eazy Takeover. We really mean it on Club 997.
Lord knows, he knows I mean it. Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
Fitzgerald, I'm sincere. This year I'm in here, I'll spell it out to make things clear. And meanwhile your end's near, I've got a lane and I'm in gear. You people wonder who's next up, that conversation really ends here. You rappers just talk a bunch, stress me out, I chop a Dutch. Weak rappers tryna bite the sound, but my style is a lot to munch. And I'm more like whiskey neat, and you're more like vodka punch. G's dope, you might blow up, think I know, I've got a hunch. On my side it's authentic, you try to stump it, it's all rented. But you're dope, you got a bad chick, yeah cool bro, we all get it. She wears a ring, came through without it. You really think she stays true? I doubt it. Cause I'm taking your girlfriend and there's nothing
if
you
I
can
ever
do
said
about
I'm
it.
I'm never scared. Just know I mean it. If I ever said I'm just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know I mean it.
Rich, I'm talking oil sheets. All these different jets, we like the land now. Word up at Atlantic, I'm the man now. Hate to see you gossip, cause that's for the. We took over the projects while you did the dishes. See me at the Super Bowl, still with the killers. Ballin' out in Vegas, so she in the feeling.
Yeah.
I'm at the poker table like I'm Donald Trump. A Spanish friend with a time to double up. Black bar boys and I been a boss. Riding out in Paris with my ceiling off.
Woo.
I'm just tricking off.
I'm never scared. Just know I mean it. If I ever said I'm just know I mean it. Said I'm getting money, just know I mean it. And oh Lord knows, he knows I mean it. Just know 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 I mean it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bay Area, stand up.
Yeah.
And DJ E-Rock on Club 997.
Yo, this is G-Eazy, and you're in the mix with Danny Mijangos.
Young with too much cash, watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it, they bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
This famous last.
Blow all this cash, I might.
How long this famous last?
Told her welcome to the good life.
How long this famous last? Famous
I'm addicted to this lifestyle. Never going back to no basics. When we on tour every night's wild. Think about the days we weren't making. Spending everything just to make it back. Saying everything, never take it back. So if you don't f*** with me, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. In a black shirt and some faded jeans. Been around the world in these ABCs. Working nonstop, trying to take the keys. Off the lot next week, spending 80 G's. Intro my floor to your lady's knees. Always on tour cause I'm making cheese. Michigan in February's 8 degrees. And the fans waiting out so I can maybe freeze. Yeah, smoking on killer. Never going nowhere unless your team is strong. Yeah, finally make a skrilla. Everywhere I go, bring my team along. Yeah, now I'm almost famous. Still right here with the oldest faces. Swear I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything he goes and chases. Oh man,
young with too much cash. Watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it. They bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash, I might.
How long does famous last?
Told her welcome to the good life.
How long does famous last? How long does famous last?
I'm tryna marry Kate up then. Blow this money too. too quickly. To them squares who tryna hate buff them, you can't catch me, I move too swiftly. I'm always going through customs. When I leave, I'm knowing you miss me. We run through bottles like nothing, like I'm tryna drown in this whiskey. Indulging everything we wish. We drinking straight with no mixers. Got drinks if you squeamish. At the after parties, no pictures. My bag of look greenish. Got a bad for all swishers. This lifestyle's the sweetest, man. I'm shining out just like fixtures. Yeah, do it for my city. Everywhere I go, bro, I rep the bay. Yeah, tell you it's a pity. But hey, always got to say. Cause I'm almost famous. Still right here with the oldest faces. It's where I came up from the coldest places. Young man gets everything, goes and chases. Oh man.
Young with too much cash. Watch how I came up fast. They say I'm next to get it. They bring your name up last. And while I made a splash, rappers came and passed. But still I ask myself, how long does famous last?
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it tonight.
How long does famous last?
Blow all this cash on my.
That's right, Danny Mihango's in the mix. E-Rock here, G-Eazy in studio. Don't forget, he's going to be at Somersault, which is going to be a crazy festival going down in September out here in San Francisco. Shout out to iHeartSF. Trust me, you want to go to Somersault, man. G-Eazy's going to be there. Miles Medina's going to be there. It's going to be crazy, all right? That's right, G-Eazy in studio. It's Club 997. This is the G-Eazy Takeover, which, man, E-Rock, Danny Mihango's in the mix.
Yeah. Blue jeans, Air Ones, and a white tee. 06 hanging out the window like ye. High feet on one, off a bottle might be my tree. Smoking Agent Orange, high C. Back when me and Marty was recording at my mom's. Most of y'all were chasing around bops. I was in the lab, only hoping that my job never would be based around mops. Now I'm on, yeah, she know. Love me cause my ego. Girls in the joke, always follow us where we go. Hey, where the bay at? Shouts out to JN. Looking for the party girls, let me know where they at. Skinny rich girls always asking where they throw a house party like cool, where you stay at? Turn upside down, let her twerk on the wall. Took her to the bathroom and did work in the stall. Yeah.
They used to tell me I couldn't.
It ain't funny what I've been through. Your enemy can be some kin to
that's
you.
That's right.
I started off hella broke. Hung around people that's older than me, took notes. Mama worked 3 jobs on the weekends. Used to help her wash the walls at Mare Island.
Mare Island?
And Vallejo Naval Houses. Having a roof over my head was my allowance. The oldest of folk, young adult. Surrounded by grief, big dreams and hope. They hated and they doubt. How did you take it? Took it with a grain of salt. I wanted it badly, they couldn't stop me, indie. Hey, label wanted to sign.
Who you grew up on?
Grew up on Short and Freddie B.
Who else?
Magic Mike and Calvin T.
They used to tell me I couldn't go to alone. Oh. Alone. They used to always say I couldn't go to alone. Oh. But now I'm here, baby.
From the BART train to a tour bus. Still the same game except I'm pulling more more butts, more bucks, never giving more food. Did it my way, I'm never taking shortcuts. Raised in a town like fool, who put you up on, huh? E40 Mac Dre is who I grew up on. I've been selling game, got you if you need a cue up on. You can check my resume, see every beat I throw up on. Smoking on grapes, rolling up swishers, no papes. Back of the ghost, closed drapes, I'm a boss tycoon. Girls in the crowd all swoon. Super high, I'm off to the moon. And I vanish with your girl, then I take her to my room. She wants me to slay, okay, that means doom, boom. And it's to be expected, knew this would happen. Happened as soon as she texted.
They used to tell me I couldn't go to alone. Oh. Alone. They used to always say I couldn't go to alone. Oh. But now I'm here, baby.
We'll
That's right, G-Eazy is on the radio, man. Yo, hey, first off, thank you for coming through.
Ah, man, thanks for having me.
You spent a good 2 hours listening to me ramble, ask you questions, get a little nosy with you. I mean, you know, I really appreciate that, man. You got a busy schedule, man. You're going on tour literally right after you get off the show. You're hopping on a jet, probably. You're probably getting on a...
Yeah, the PJ is waiting right out. Actually, it's parked right outside.
It's right outside, right you there on me? Broadway.
It's parked in the handicap spot.
Yo, man, two things before we're out, man. Yo, I want to know about how it felt when you sold out the Fillmore. Being from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then
I saw Kanye there when I was a kid. Like,
that's gotta be.
That, yeah. Like, that, I mean, I was talking to my dad who had lived in the Bay when he was like a hippie in the 60s, partying and doing drugs and just being that dude. And he'd been seeing like everybody, like from Jimi Hendrix at the Fillmore. And just, you know, literally like the most iconic venue in the world, in my opinion. And that kind of history to like stand on that stage and know whose feet have also stood on that stage and just like... You know, the importance of that. Nah, man. The next, I want to do the Fox next.
The Fox, yes.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I mean, how'd it feel, though, when you, you know, you're getting ready, you're in the dressing room, you're about to step on stage, and then literally...
Yeah, and Big was just crazy. And I talked to Bass God that day. He had told me he was going to try and come through. I was, man, I was just tripping. Like, this is just such a moment, like, for me. Like, that show... You know, in a way, like, obviously meant so much more than any other show I'd ever played anywhere else. It's like, it was crazy. And I kind of tripped myself out a little bit, to be honest. I was nervous that night. And I never get nervous anymore, like, when I perform. Like, and I was like, you know, I was like, man, this is crazy. And then as soon as I step on stage, it's like, the energy from the fans is just so wild. Dude.
Everything came together.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, nah, I just have fun, you know.
That's got to be an incredible feeling. Like I said, man, being from the Bay Area, you know, and dreaming of being that guy and then stepping out on stage and the curtains open, you're like, yo.
Now I'm here.
Like, yo, we might be on to something.
Now I'm here. Nah, it was crazy. I mean, I remember, yo, the first show I ever played was at this little spot in Berkeley called La Pena. And,
I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
I've heard of that place.
And it fits like 200 people or whatever. And we had sold it out. And I was like, man, we got a sold out show. That's so popping.
Now look, you got like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, maybe even more, man. And it's going to get bigger. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm on my next tour. I'm doing 12 nights at the ballpark. You feel me? 12 nights.
12 nights. AT&T.
Watch me sell them all out.
Yo, did you,
Beyonce and Jay-Z only did 2 nights. I'm gonna do 12, you feel me?
Did you go to the concert, actually?
I did. Man, that was crazy.
It was crazy. Yo, like, everybody and their mother was there.
Yeah,
I want to say that my mother was there.
Yo, let me just say that's the most brilliant idea for a tour, because it's like, every dude want, you know what I mean? I'm gonna go see Jay-Z. Every girl's like, I'm gonna go see Beyonce.
Yeah. Power couple.
It was crazy. I remember when, I feel like rappers, like, playing shows at that level was like... Like, that, it hasn't always been like that. Like, rappers in arenas is like, when Jay-Z first did that Fade to Black joint, that was like the first time you started hearing about rappers doing arenas.
Yeah.
And now it's like, they just did a whole stadium tour. They did 2 nights.
Stadium, two
That's
nights.
Crazy. That's like,
not what? Only did they pack all the seats all around, like AT&T Park, they packed the floor, like the field.
Man, yo,
like, where
Jay-Z
they play sports.
Said, dream big, Bay Area. That gave me chills, man. Cause it's really like that's the thing about hip hop, man. Anything's possible. You can make something out of nothing.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, congratulations on all the success, my man. Yo, like I said, you always have a home here, man. The minute
Appreciate
you drop
it, man.
A record, let us be your go-to, man. Whatever you need. Hey, yo, I got you. Whatever. I'll call a couple friends, a couple other radio stations.
Let's take
whichever.
Over the world, man.
Hey, that's what we should do, man. That's why
the
we're
universe.
Here. We're gonna make the universe the Bay. Seriously, man. So, let's end the show on a good note. What's your favorite song off the album?
Man, that's tough.
I know. It's like asking, like, which kid you love the most. I know it's tough.
Man.
But there's only one.
Yeah,
if there was one horse that you had to put all your money
Downtown
on this album. Downtown Love?
Yeah, Downtown Love.
So, let's end it with that.
Yep.
All right? Let people know where they can catch you. Let people know, like, you know, your socials, the whole entire nine.
Yeah, for sure. Follow me. G_EAZY on Twitter. Instagram.
Here we go.
Feel me? All of that. All
your website?
G-EAZY.com.
And the album is in stores right now.
Yeah, yeah, go get that. These things happen.
Yo, it's an amazing album, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I'm telling you, like, this was an interview that was not planned by executives calling executives. Yeah. His people didn't call my people or whichever. Like, literally, yeah. I was like, you know what? I am a fan of this guy's music so much that I have to put people on notice. I felt an obligation, yeah, you know, to do that. So, hey, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Congratulations, G-Eazy. Telling you, putting the Bay on notice. All right, we are out the door, man. We're gonna see you guys next week. Maybe I'll be on the radio, maybe I'll be a little drunk, I don't know. We'll be acting an ass, and we'll do something crazy as usual. All right, that's right. E-Rock is out the door. Thank you, Miles Medina. Thank you, Danny Mijangos. We'll see you next week. Peace.